News number 9.
At 15 hours Universal Time, here is the news on the Voice of America. I'm Frank Whitus in Washington. Indonesia's military has sent reinforcements into the northwestern city of Medan after 3 days of rioting in which 6 people were reported to have been killed. Troop convoys patrolled Medan today as a tense calm hung over the city. The head of Indonesia's armed forces urged protesters to stop their anti-government rallies. More from Lisa Weaver in Jakarta.
Commander of the Indonesian Armed Forces, General Widanto, says his army is willing to meet nationwide calls for reform, but at the same time urges students to stop their protests. The general's remarks were short on detail, but seemed aimed at trying to defuse an increasingly volatile situation, as clashes between armed police and demonstrators have broken out in scores of cities. The commander's comments echo efforts President Suharto made last week to build consensus among legislators on how to implement reform. Government officials and the students are at odds at the pace and method of political reform. The government says appropriate guidelines already exist, while students and other protesters are now demanding that Suharto step down from power. Despite efforts to come to an agreement with the students, serious divides remain between the movement and the military. Lisa Weaver for VOA News, Jakarta.
Indonesia's currency has plunged sharply against the dollar because of fears that unrest in the country may spread. Fears about the increasing social unrest in Indonesia hurt Asian stock markets today. The key index in Hong Kong plunged below the critical 10,000 mark, ending at its lowest level since January. U.S. auto manufacturer Chrysler and German luxury car maker Daimler-Benz have agreed to join forces in one of the largest industrial mergers ever. The two firms formally announced the deal at a news conference in London. Daimler chairman Jürgen Schramm says the deal involves some big numbers.
This is the world's largest, as I said, industrial merger. It creates a company with a market capitalization of $92 billion, revenues of $130 billion, and earnings before interest and tax depreciation of $15 billion. If you take what the company is combined, the new company Daimler Chrysler will do in order to look for the future, meaning capital expenditure and research and development, it's a staggering $16 billion.
Under the agreement, Daimler will hold a 57% majority stake in the new company to be named Daimler Chrysler. At Israel's request, the Clinton administration is sending special envoy Dennis Ross to Israel for more talks on the U.S. proposals for an Israeli withdrawal from the West Bank. The last-minute talks would be aimed at clearing obstacles to a proposed Israeli-Palestinian summit in Washington Monday. Israel is trying to extend the U.S. deadline for a decision on the next phase of the West Bank withdrawal, saying some adjustments are needed. VOA's Al Pessin reports from Jerusalem.
Israel says it has some creative ideas to discuss with the senior U.S. Middle East mediator, Dennis Ross. Israeli spokesman David Bar-Ilan would not say what those ideas are, but on Wednesday he said Israel wants a series of steps by the Palestinian Authority to make Israel feel secure in surrendering more than the additional 9% of the West Bank it has already agreed to give up. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu indicated Thursday, unless that happens, he will not ask his cabinet to approve the U.S. plan for a 13% withdrawal. But even with another visit by Dennis Ross before Sunday's scheduled cabinet meeting, Israeli officials say it will be difficult to get any new plan approved this week because 2 key ministers are traveling abroad. President Clinton wants the agreement signed at the White House on Monday. Al Pessin, VOA News, Jerusalem.
Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat says he hopes U.S. mediation in the Mideast peace process will bear fruit, but he accuses Israel's prime minister of resorting to old tricks to avoid carrying out peace deals. Mr. Arafat, now in Cairo, has been briefing Arab leaders on the results of this week's London talks on the peace process. A Palestinian has been stabbed and wounded in a Jewish neighborhood of Jerusalem. Police say the Arab man was on his way to work this morning when he was attacked in the Beit Yisrael neighborhood that borders Arab East Jerusalem. Wednesday, a series of violent incidents in Jerusalem and the West Bank left 1 Israeli and 1 Palestinian dead and 2 Palestinians seriously wounded. Cambodian leader Hun Sen has ruled out the possibility of delaying national elections scheduled for July. Speaking in Bangkok, Hun Sen said that if the vote is not held on July 26th, his government will stay in power until new polls are held in the year 2003. Hun Sen, who staged a coup last year to become Cambodia's sole ruler, has been under pressure from the United States and others to hold free and fair elections. United Nations Chief Kofi Annan is visiting Burundi, where he is expected to pressure the ruling regime to join peace talks aimed at ending 5 years of civil strife in the country. Mr. Annan is scheduled to talk with military ruler Pierre Buyoya. He is also to meet with two influential former presidents and Buyoya opponents. Later in the day, the UN chief visits Rwanda, where he's to apologize for the UN's failure to stop the 1994 genocide. This is VOA News. A Sudanese government says an agreement to hold a referendum on self-determination for southern Sudan has effectively resolved the country's 15-year-old civil war. The government and the rebel Sudan People's Liberation Army agreed on Wednesday in Nairobi on a referendum for unity or outright secession of the south. But the French press agency quotes a rebel spokesman in Cairo as branding the talks a failure. Thousands of rescuers in southern Italy are searching for survivors after mudslides tore through mountain villages near Naples Wednesday, killing at least 45 people. Several days of torrential rain sent fast-flowing 2-meter-deep rivers of mud through small villages, snapping bridges, wrecking houses, and leaving residents stranded. An estimated 2,000 people are reported homeless. The country's Civil Protection Agency says at least 70 people are missing. French President Jacques Chirac and German Chancellor Helmut Kohl have concluded a 2-day summit, insisting there is no rift between their two countries. They acknowledge occasional differences, but did not say what they are. France and Germany have disagreed sharply over the leadership of the new European Central Bank. At the recent EU summit, France insisted that German-backed Dutchman Wim Duesenberg quit the bank presidency midway through his 8-year term in favor of France's Jean-Claude Trichet. President Clinton has decided not to visit Northern Ireland before a peace referendum later this month. VOA correspondent David Gullist reports from the White House.
Mr. Clinton, through his special envoy George Mitchell, helped broker the settlement plan reached last month in Belfast. And he had hoped to visit Northern Ireland in advance of the May 22nd referendum to underscore his support for the power-sharing arrangement. But White House spokesman Mike McCurry says the president has now put aside the idea of an early visit, believing that his presence would have affected the political dynamic in the final days of the campaign. He said Mr. Clinton believes there is enormous public support for the plan and that he in no way wants to detract from efforts of the people of the Irish Republic and Northern Ireland to judge for themselves the opportunity it brings. A number of Belfast politicians had expressed concern the visit would be seen as meddling in Irish affairs. Mr. Clinton goes to Europe next week for an official visit to Germany and to attend the Big Power Economic Summit in Birmingham, England. David Gullist, VOA News, The White House.
Russia's new prime minister says his new reform-oriented government will be finalized by Friday. Sergei Kiryenko met with President Boris Yeltsin today to fill the few remaining seats. Major posts have already been handed out. Mr. Kiryenko met with new cabinet ministers today to urge quick economic reform. He told officials Russia must reduce its debt burden now or face a financial crisis. The top international mediator in Bosnia-Herzegovina says the new Serb readiness to cooperate in peace efforts has launched the country to a new phase of reconstruction. Carlos Westendorp says the Serbs should be rewarded and receive a large share of future international aid. He spoke at a meeting in Brussels of delegates from about 50 countries and international organizations expected to pledge about $1 billion in aid to Bosnia. These are the hour's news headlines. Indonesia's military sends reinforcements into the northwestern city of Medan after 3 days of rioting in which 6 people were reported to have been killed. Cambodian leader Hun Sen rules out the possibility of delaying national elections. And Germany's Daimler-Benz, maker of Mercedes-Benz cars, agrees to buy Chrysler, the third largest U.S. automaker, in the biggest takeover ever of a U.S. industrial company. That's the news. I'm Frank Whitis in Washington.
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听力课堂，欢迎你。
听啊，点啊。